And I think the people of Iran deserve freedom, dignity, and the right to decide their own future, even if we know this will be fraught with danger and instability during and after the war.
When this regime goes down, we're going to have a new Mideast. We're going to make a ton of money. Nobody will threaten the Straits of Hormuz again.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, March the 9th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with the new supreme leader of Iran, who goes by the name of Khamenei. So this regime change operation has removed, let's go this way, has removed Khamenei to only be replaced with Khamenei. The father was killed, and now the son is the new supreme leader of Iran. The father, who was very much a moderate, has now been replaced by the son, who is described as a hardliner who has seen his father killed, who has seen his wife killed, who has seen his son killed, who has seen his country attacked. This is now the new supreme leader of Iran. And he has received the support of the military and the Revolutionary Guard. They have already issued statements supporting Khamenei. I've seen videos of millions of Iranians today on squares, in the squares of Iran in various cities, in Tehran, the capital, out onto the streets, millions of Iranians showing their support and their approval for the selection of Khamenei. Putin has congratulated Iran on the selection of Khamenei, on their new leadership. So Russia has backed Khamenei, and Israel has said that they are going to kill the new leader of Iran. Israel has issued their statement saying they're going to go after Khamenei. Trump, he is not happy with the selection of Khamenei. He is saying that the new leader will not last long. Trump continues to state that any leadership in Iran has to have his approval first. He must give the thumbs up to any leader that is selected, elected, chosen. Doesn't matter. What matters is that Trump gives his approval of any new leader in Iran. That is the type of democracy, the type of government that the United States is bringing to Iran. That is the model of government that the United States wants to bring to Iran through this regime change operation. A model of government where Donald J. Trump must approve the leadership. That's an interesting model of government. I never learned about that model of government when I went to school, but there you have it. The Donald Trump must give the thumbs up to the government, to the leadership. That is an interesting model of rule. Anyway, that is the news with Khamenei. Let's cross over. And now we can talk about, let's go. All right. Let's talk about the price of oil. Over 100. I believe it even spiked to 115. But then it went down to about 104, 105. The reason it went down is because the G7, they announced that they will do a joint release of emergency oil reserves. This is what the Financial Times reported, and this Financial Times article that was published led to the price of oil coming down from its high of just a few hours ago, maybe 5-6 hours ago. But still over 100, and I think it's now starting to climb again. But no need to worry. No cause for alarm, because Trump, he is signaling that when the operation is all wrapped up, the price will come down very, very quickly. It's just a short-term increase. Short-term pain for long-term gain. That is the new message from the globalist elite class, the Epstein class. Short-term gain, short-term pain for long-term gain. I'll get to that one in my clown world. But Trump posted on Truth Social, short-term oil prices, which will drop rapidly when the destruction of the Iran nuclear threat is over, is a very small price to pay for the USA and world safety and peace. Only fools would think differently, President DJT. When the destruction of the Iran nuclear threat is over. Is that what this is all about? The destruction of the Iran nuclear threat? Is that what this war is about? DJT? Or is it about the protesters? Or is it about democracy? Or is it about regime change? Or is it about the oil? Lindsey Graham is saying it's about the oil. That is what Lindsey Graham is saying. Look, it's a short-term pain for a long-term gain. No need to worry, everybody. The prices will come down once the nuclear threat is over. And if you believe otherwise, well then, you're a fool if you think differently. You are a fool. I remember Steve Jobs telling us to think differently. Remember that Apple commercial? Think different? Well, only fools think different. Got it? Got it. Got it, Donald J. Trump. So the European Union is in big trouble with a $100 plus oil price. And they had a cap on Russian oil of 40, and they wanted to bring it to 30, and now it's at 110. Boy, that price cap did not really, really work out for the EU, did it? They were looking to sanction. Whoa, they were looking to sanction. Oh my God, I almost slipped. All of Russian oil. Be done with the $40 or $30 price cap and just make it a complete ban of Russian oil by 2027. That's not going to work. I think that plan is over and done with. Or is it? Or is it? They have no reverse gear. So Ursula was speaking to EU foreign ministers or EU ambassadors. I don't know, she was speaking at some EU event. They're always having these EU events, these EU meetings and get-togethers. And Ursula, she really did not address the crash that is coming to Europe, the meltdown that Europe faces from these rising oil prices. I have to tell you, the Europeans, they don't seem very concerned. The EU top officials do not seem very concerned with the rising price of oil. They're concerned about the Iranian regime. That is what is concerning them. And Ursula gave her standard speech that she always gives when there's a regime change going down, which is the speech where she says that the people of Iran, of course, you can replace it with the people of Ukraine or the people of Syria or the people of whatever. You can, Venezuela, doesn't matter. This is the standard speech that she always gives. The people of Iran deserve freedom, dignity, and the right to decide their own future. She always says that, the right to decide their own future. The people of Romania, right? When all the Romania election, TikTok election meddling was going down, she gave the same speech. The people of Romania deserve the right to decide their own future. The people of Venezuela have the right to decide their own future. The people of Ukraine have the right to decide their own future. Usually she then says, and their future is with Europe. with Ukraine, it's they have the right to decide their own future, and that's inside of the European Union, and that's a European future. So the Ukraine one, she switches it around just a bit. But who knows, maybe she'll say the people of Iran have the right to decide their own future, and it's within the European Union. And then Donald Trump is going to say, what? What are you talking about? I control the oil. I decide who's going to be the leader, not you, Ursula. So she also said that there should be no tears shed for the Iranian regime. The regime has inflicted death and imposed repression on its own people. They slaughtered 17,000 young people. So the United States says 30,000. Lindsey Graham sometimes goes with 40,000. The EU is going with, Ursula's going with 17,000. That's the number that she's going with. No tears should be shed for the Iranian regime. No tears. That is what Ursula said in her speech. She did not mention anything about the elementary girls' school. She didn't condemn the United States or Israel for its attack. She didn't really address what the EU is going to do with the oil crisis. At least I didn't hear her address the oil crisis. Her solution is more EU. The solution is always more Europe. To any problem that the EU is facing, mostly of their own doing, they create their own problems, but the way they solve their problems is for more EU. That's the solution. We can build a foreign policy that makes us stronger at home, more influential globally, and a better partner to countries around the world. That is a core pillar of European independence that protects our interests and advances our values. European independence, that's a good one. That's a good one. The independence of Europe, as if Europe is a country. The country of Europe must strive for its independence. So Fico and Orban, actually, Fico and Orban are telling the EU and telling Ursula to remove the sanctions on the Russian shadow fleet, on Russian oil, on the pipelines. Once again, they're saying that Zelensky needs to open up the Druzhba. And the reason is simple. We all know the reason. It's because of the oil crisis. Saudi Arabia's storage is almost full. Bahrain is out of the game. They are out. One of their refineries got completely smashed by Iran, even though Trump is telling us that Iran's military is non-existent. They have no military. It's been destroyed. But somehow they managed to smash Babco, the Babco refinery in Bahrain. And Bahrain is now offline. Force majeure, that is what Bahrain is declaring for all its shipments. And after Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Eventually, Saudi Arabia will follow. Force majeure. That is what we are going to be seeing in the next 2 to 3 weeks if this continues. There are rumors that the king of Bahrain has actually fled. I don't know if this is true or if this is some sort of Iranian psyop, because you have a lot of Shia in Bahrain who are very supportive of Iran and very much against the United States and Israel in this war. So perhaps this is some sort of a psyop, but there are reports which claim that the king in Bahrain has bolted. He is Audi 5000. Anyway, Fitzo, he posted on X, "We have nowhere to turn. If Zelensky doesn't allow oil to flow to Europe, he is asking for the $90 billion loan to be stopped." No $90 billion for you. Either the Druzhba pipeline resumes, or if you do not resume the Druzhba, no $90 billion for you. Le Goblin Ver, the P.T. Barnum of Ukraine. Orban sent a letter to Ursula, and he pretty much said the same thing. The Druzhba needs to open, and we have to remove all sanctions against Russia. How possible is that? It's impossible. Impossible that that is going to happen. Like I said, they don't even seem very concerned about what is happening with the price of oil. Ursula and co. They're talking about European independence. Price of oil is rising. What do? More Europe. That's what we do. More Europe. Lift sanctions on Russia? No, we can't do that. We cannot do that. So Macron is in Cyprus today, along with the Prime Minister of Greece, Mitsotakis. Those two are actually very good friends, Macron and Mitsotakis. And so they're coming to Cyprus to say that any attack against Cyprus is an attack on Europe. This is a political move from Macron and from Mitsotakis. This is all politics. And Macron is showing that he is the leader of Europe. He is taking this opportunity to come to Cyprus as he sends a warship to the Mediterranean. Greece is also sending various warships, or the warships may actually be here by now. They've sent 4 F-16s to Cyprus. And they're showing that they are the protectors not only of Cyprus, they are the protectors of Europe. And of course, the protectors of the energy in the Mediterranean, right? The gas that is in the Mediterranean. Let's not forget about the gas platforms and the gas projects in the region. But Macron, he's also sticking it to the UK, isn't he? Because Starmer was unable to get anything to Cyprus. And of course, we're talking about the British overseas territories here in Cyprus that are actually under attack, that a couple of drones have hit. And Starmer cannot do anything to protect those overseas territories. There are no boats. There are no warships. There is nothing that the UK can send. This is the same Starmer that was talking about taking on Russia, right? The UK military is going to go to Ukraine to fight Russia, and they can't even send a rowboat to Cyprus. So Macron steps in to fill the void. He sticks it to the UK, he sticks it to Starmer. There are no Europeans here. There's no Merz coming here either. I've already talked about how Merz and Macron are also duking it out for who is going to be the leader of Europe. And Macron looks like he is now ahead. He is in the lead to be the leader of Europe. Emmanuel Macron in Cyprus, showing real leadership along with his little buddy, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Where Macron goes, Mitsotakis follows. That's basically how it works. So Turkey is trying to be pulled into this war. There are forces at work that are trying to drag Turkey into this war. And we had another missile shot down by Turkey, over Turkey. And it landed in some empty fields. At least those are what the reports are from Turkish officials. A ballistic missile shot down and debris fell near Gaziantep with no casualties reported. And of course, Turkey issued a statement saying that if these attacks continue, then they will have to retaliate. They have all the right to retaliate if these attacks continue. You know, the interesting part is that Iran has issued a statement saying that they had nothing to do with these attacks, not only into Turkey. They issued a statement saying that we haven't attacked Turkey. We have not attacked Cyprus. We have not attacked Azerbaijan. This is what Iran claims. So if we believe Iran, and I'm not saying we should, but if it wasn't Iran, if we assume that Iran didn't do it, then who is trying to pull Turkey into this conflict? Of course, it may be Iran. Maybe Hezbollah. Well, not Turkey. Cyprus, maybe Hezbollah. The drone into the overseas territory. But Iran is denying that they had anything to do with any of these attacks, including this latest missile that was shot down over Turkey. Whatever's going on, it is very dangerous, and we could see a major escalation if Turkey gets pulled into this. I hope they do not get pulled into this. By the way, Turkey is sending F-16s, I believe 4 or 5 F-16s, to the occupied north of Cyprus. So this is a very dangerous escalation, but they are now saying that they need to protect the occupied north of the island. So they are sending F-16s. Basically mirroring the move from Greece. So you got to remember that when it comes to Turkey, very dangerous escalation, but it was Turkey, the United States, and Israel that worked together to carve up Syria. That was a very successful partnership, if you want to call it that, a cooperation between those three countries to get the regime change in Syria and then to carve it up and even put in ISIS, HTS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Jalani in as the unelected president. So some very dangerous things seem to be developing in and around Turkey with regards to the war against Iran. Now Lavrov, he met with Arab ambassadors in Moscow, and the ambassadors, they wanted Lavrov to put pressure on Iran to de-escalate. And Lavrov's reply to the ambassadors was, why are you guys not condemning the attacks against Iran? That's fine that you want Russia to use some of its influence and leverage over Iran to try and get them to de-escalate, understandable, but my question to all of you is, why are you not exerting leverage, exerting influence, pressuring Israel or the United States to de-escalate? Why are you not publicly condemning the U.S. attack against Iran? Why are you just blaming Iran? That was Lavrov's message to the ambassadors. He actually even condemned them for not mentioning the attack on the girls' school. He even brought that up. So on the subject of the Menab strike, which left 170 young schoolgirls dead, We have more reports which appear to verify that the missile was indeed from the United States, and it was a Tomahawk. We actually have a video that was released, and it does appear that this video is authentic. At least we have three or four different sources in the collective West that have independently verified that this video is legit. Now, it was released yesterday showing a Tomahawk missile, most likely the second Tomahawk strike into the school. And drop site, I believe the New York Times, also Bellingcat, and CBS News, I believe CBS News, but they said this is legit. This looks like a legit video of a Tomahawk hitting the school. Now, what most likely happened is that the first Tomahawk that hit the area, that got the attention of someone with their camera, and then they got the video of the next Tomahawk that hit the area. Now, why was it released yesterday? Why was this not released right away? Well, the analysis is that because of internet blackouts, this was most likely not released right away. So we got it a couple of days after the strike. But my theory on this is a little different. I think they waited for Trump to say something. I think that Iran, they knew that they had this video, that people had taken this video of the Tomahawk hitting the school, and they sat on it. This is just a theory of mine. I have no proof of this. But once Trump told the media yesterday on Air Force One that this was Iran that hit the school, and he was very, very sure of it. Pete Hegseth, we're investigating. Pete Hegseth said, we're investigating. Iran kills civilians, he said. The U.S. doesn't do it. Iran kills civilians, and we're investigating the school. But Trump said, nah, it was Iran. And the minute he said that, what did you get? You got the video released. So this makes Trump look very bad. From the New York Times, U.S. Tomahawk hit naval base beside Iranian school, video shows. Interesting title from the New York Times. The evidence contradicts President Trump's claim that Iran was responsible for a strike at the school that killed 175 people, most of them children. And CBS News has the title, United States was likely responsible for bombing of girls' school in Iran per early U.S. assessment. So they're all coming out now with the truth about what happened, because we now have the video of the Tomahawk. So Trump really stepped in this one. He really stepped in it. So how about Trump's golfing buddy, Lindsey Graham, huh? How about that, Lindsey? Better get him to shut up, Trump White House, because he is doing all kinds of PR damage. Lindsey was on Fox News, of course, Fox News, Maria Bartiromo. And the interesting part about this video with Maria Bartiromo is not the fact that Graham goes absolutely nuts talking about how Cuba's going down, how Iran is going down, how Trump is going to take everyone down. He's going to take everyone down. All the bad regimes, all the bad actors. The United States is going to march across the world and take them all down. That was Graham's message. Israel and the United States, you just wait to see what comes the next 2 weeks, Bartiromo. Meaning what? We're going to blow the hell out of these people. And then Lindsey Graham said, if we get in a fight, I want to win it quick. I'm in Miami. You see the hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. We're marching through the world. We're clearing out the bad guys. Cuba is next. And he showed a Cuba hat. He showed a make Iran great again hat. He went absolutely berserko. Lindsey Graham. But that's, to me, that wasn't the alarming part. I mean, alarming, yes, but we're used to that from Lindsey Graham. It was Maria Bartiromo laughing at all of this. She wasn't shocked. She wasn't stunned. She didn't ask Graham, what's wrong with you? 175 girls were killed. 1,300 civilians have been killed. This war is going really bad. What's your problem, man? She didn't say that to him. She didn't even look shocked. She was giggling and laughing, egging him on. To me, that was shocking. But that's Lindsey Graham. And Kushner and Witkoff, Trump's golfing buddy, Lindsey Graham, by the way. And Kushner and Witkoff, they were supposed to go to Tel Aviv to meet with Netanyahu. Tuesday, they were supposed to arrive in Tel Aviv. And the story is that, the story that they're trying to feed us, which no one believes, is that the United States is very upset with Israel because Israel went too hard on attacking the oil depots. And the United States is saying that, or they're telling Israel, we don't want you to destroy Iran's oil depots because this is a regime change for the Iranian people. And we want to keep that oil. We don't want to destroy Iran's future revenue for the people, right? Not for them. Oh, by the way, talking about oil, I almost forgot about the most interesting part of another interesting part of Graham's appearance on Fox News is he came out and said that this is about the oil. We're going to take the oil and we're going to get rich. That is what Graham said. Yeah, it is all about the oil, he said. Quite an admission from Lindsey Graham. Huh? It's all about the oil. You know, one thing I realized in 2013 when we had the EU bank robbery here in Cyprus, I also realized this about the COOF and everything that was going on there. Yeah, there's all kinds of geopolitical stuff going on and foreign policy stuff and all of these things that is definitely happening behind the scenes when you're talking about war or some of these lockdowns and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's really just about money. It really is just about money. Graham said the U.S. will make a ton of money from the Iran war. A ton of money, he said. And then he talked about how the Middle East and Iran, it's going to be a good investment and all that stuff. He said the same thing about Ukraine, by the way. He said the same exact thing about Ukraine. That's why there's a lot of 2D chess and 3D chess and 4D chess and all kinds of geopolitical things that are happening with these wars. But it really is about money. It's just a bunch of assholes doing this for the cash. In this case, for the oil. Look at Venezuela. Anyway, what was I saying? Right, the refineries, the oil depots that were getting hit in Iran. Kushner and Witkoff were going to go to Israel to tell them not to go after the refineries. We need those intact. That was the message that they were going to deliver to Netanyahu on Tuesday. And that trip has been canceled. Why would it be canceled? I thought that there's no problem with the Iranian military anymore. I thought that there's no military at all. It's all been obliterated and decimated and it's non-existent. So what's the concern for Kushner and for Witkoff? Kushner, the Undertaker. And why would you travel to Tel Aviv if you want to meet with Netanyahu? Is Netanyahu even in Tel Aviv? I don't know. Why would you go there? There are rumors which claim that he's not even there, but maybe he is. Maybe he's there. So should we do some clown worlds? Let's see. Did I cover everything? Yeah, I think I got it all. Doug Burgum. On Friday, $100 million worth of gold arrived in the U.S. from Venezuela. The people of Venezuela are planning to erect a statue of Trump as a great liberator because he opened their economy. So who's getting this gold? Where is this gold going? Who's getting it? What's it being used for? Trump's sons back new drone company targeting Pentagon sales. Yeah, the Trump kids have a drone company, which should be getting a lot of business from all this war. Trump was playing golf yesterday. Got a war going on. His polls are tanking. His approval rating is tanking in all the polls, pretty much. Very unpopular war. And the right time to go play golf, I guess. So that's what Trump was doing yesterday, playing golf. And Melania, she's announcing a partnership with Amazon Prime for her documentary. Exciting news. As planned, my new film, Melania, is launching on Prime following its record-breaking theatrical run. Now you can gain unprecedented access to my historical journey and view the never-before-seen footage, all from the comfort of your home. Enjoy. Melania on Amazon Prime. Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, Amazon. Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, right? So let's wrap up this video by talking about the latest script that has dropped for this war. Long-term, short-term, I'm messing it up all the time. It's been a long day. Oh boy, short-term pain, long-term gain. Short-term pain, long-term gain. Short-term pain, long-term gain. Say it all together now. Short-term pain, long-term gain. That's the script, everybody. And I will leave you with the video of our leaders and politicians going on the collective West media talking about short-term pain, long-term gain. Short-term pain, long-term gain. It's almost hypnotizing, isn't it? All right, that's the video for today. I wonder what lives under that bridge. We're not going to find out. I will see everyone tomorrow, theduran.locals.com. We are on Rumble, Telegram, and X. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. Link is in the description box down below. And also check out our Substack. The link is also in the description box down below. That was a pretty rough video, wasn't it? Yeah, it wasn't the smoothest of videos, but all right. No worries. No scripts. Just me walking around in Nicosia, Cyprus. Take care, everybody.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary, short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
We have to focus on the short term.
Short-term.
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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term. Lip.
Hopefully this is a short-term pain.
Short-term is highly outweighed of the long-term benefit.
Some short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.